Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Sonia Balmores Chung is featured today. As you listen, you may sense a special awareness of your desire to know God in a personal way. If you'd like to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're listening to the show online, click on to the Get to Know Jesus tab. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Sonia Balmores Chung. Today we have a very special guest. She is one of the stars of the movie Soul Surfer. And she plays a very important role in the movie. But let me tell you a little bit about her, who she is, her background. Foam Magazine describes her small town Hawaii girl, Sonia Balmores Chung, maybe one of Hollywood's up and coming glam girls, but she remains rooted in her faith and her love of the ocean. Sonia is well known in the United States and internationally as the lead character Kai Kealoha on the Teen Nick series Beyond the Break. She's the winner of Miss Hawaii Teen USA. She's traveled the world modeling, surfing, along with her husband, Kanoa. Sonia has been on the cover of Women's Health, Shape, Smart magazines, and she's modeled for Roxy, Macy's, Nike, Hurley, Billabong, and Cinnamon Girl, and more. With all her success, her faith in Christ has remained strong, which has been an anchor in the rocky, storm-tossed world of the entertainment industry. She's been primed by the Lord for the moment at hand. We want to let you know why we have this program, because we believe that God has given us the privilege of leading you closer to Jesus Christ. Catch this now. When your moment comes, will you be ready? Did you know that you are right now in the middle of your preparation? Sonia Balmores Chung, in the movie Soul Surfer, she lights up the silver screen, and she plays opposite Academy Award winner Helen Hunt, Dennis Quaid, and Anna Sophia Robb. And in this story today, it's more than just the character Melina Birch, but we get to find out the real Sonia, the person behind the character. And so, Sonia, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me. What an introduction. Now I'm nervous. I wasn't nervous 2 seconds ago.
What was it like, Sonia? What was it like growing up on Kauai?
It was beautiful. I had the best childhood. Kauai is so beautiful. And it's the best place to grow up. It's the best place to raise children in Hawaii. Anywhere in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So lucky.
Now, you grew up there. How did you develop your love for the ocean?
I would just get dropped off by my mom at the beach. I was
really?
Just, you know, that was kind of the babysitter. We would get dropped off at 8 and picked up at 8. And we would just surf and swim and ride skateboards and just, you know, get into trouble and, you know, swim with the turtles, pick shells. It's just kind of what we did, you know, growing up.
You know, it actually sounds like an enchanted childhood.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
growing up on the beach.
It is. It's so fun.
Who would you say influenced you most in those early years?
My mother was, my mother is a good woman. Mm-hmm. And she is such a hardworking woman, and is so bubbly and full of life and just the life of the party. So I've always looked up to my mom, and she was just dressed well. You know, I just thought she was a woman, you know, like, and she was a hotel manager for many years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking up to her and all her success, I was like, yeah, like, I can do anything I want. My mom came from Texas. You know, she sold cookies on the beach down in Corpus Christi to buy a plane ticket to Hawaii when she was 17. Flew to Hawaii and, you know, worked as an ice cream shop girl and worked as a telephone operator, and quickly, well, maybe not quickly, but eventually made her way up to become a hotel manager. You know, she never went to college and just worked hard. And to me, that was like a really good influence of what hard work, where it can take you. And then the second person, it's just hard to pick because I love them both, but my older sister, Lila Metzger, she got me into modeling and into surfing. She was my big sister. So whatever Lila did, I wanted to do because she was so cool. And she's 6 years older than me. So, you know, we had this big age gap. But it's actually her who, I don't know where, I think she was just on the street one day and the youth group from the church was driving around saying, hey, come to youth group. We have rad night and it's fun. That's where we play games. And she, I think she was in elementary school, maybe fifth or sixth grade, and she started going to youth group in our local church. And my family, my parents weren't Christian, or they weren't churchgoers at all. And so I tagged along with my big sister to youth group, and that's how I heard about Jesus, and that's how I gave my life to the Lord. And, you know, just by being a kid at church and having fun and realizing, like, wow, it's not boring, you know? God is so fun. So she's definitely my, you know, my, I look up to her as a spiritual mentor, my sister.
So, Lila.
Yes.
So how do you relate with her now with your busy life, you know, things just really taking off?
Yeah. You know, she was super busy. She left school. I mean, she graduated early and she left Kauai, at 17, kind of the same story
like
as my
mom.
Mother. Yeah. But she went off to Florida to model. And so, you know, she was 17, I was 11. So she wasn't around for kind of the hard parts of becoming a teenager. So without her, I kind of got into a lot of trouble, you know? And so we kind of didn't get along during those years. Then when she moved back, I kind of straightened out my walk with the Lord, and, we became really good friends, and today we're really good friends and just really strong and close. And I actually live downstairs. I rent her studio. I mean, my husband and I rent her, and her and her husband's, one bedroom studio. So we were really close. I eat at her house a lot.
You know, people, especially people in Hawaii, you know, we're always interested. We're always wanting to know where people went to high school.
Right. And who's your father?
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, we're talking about college. You know, we want to know what high school.
Yeah.
But even racial background, you know, when they see you on the silver screen, on the big screen, I know a lot of people in Hawaii, so you're going to be thinking, man, I wonder, man, she looks a little bit like this.
What is she?
Yeah, well, right, exactly. So, what's your background?
It's pretty simple. I'm a jalapeno. I'm Haole. My mother is Caucasian. You know, I don't know exactly what. Irish, English, kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
Somewhere from Texas. But she also has Native American roots. She holds like an Indian card, and she's Choctaw heritage. And then my father is second generation. No, wait, first generation. Because his family is from the Philippines. Yeah, so he was, he's Filipino. So I'm Filipino Caucasian.
You know, there's a lot of Filipinos that are doing really, really well in the entertainment industry.
I just started following Bruno Mars on my Twitter.
Yeah.
He's Filipino, I think.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone
who can
is
sing like that. Only Filipinos.
So getting into acting, mm-hmm. modeling. So Lila encouraged you or inspired you mm-hmm. to do it. And this was going to be kind of like a foundation, right, for what you're doing now and what has come to be. You know what's really interesting, as I'm sitting here with Sonia and we think about life and the reality of how God orchestrates his plan in and through our lives, sometimes it's very organic from our own family. He will inspire us. He will guide us, direct us. And it's all part of putting together a marvelous tapestry. And like a well-cooked meal, all the ingredients have to come. And sometimes we don't understand how it makes sense and how it's all going to fit together. And perhaps today, you're kind of in a place where you're wondering, I don't know where this fits. You know, does it make sense why I have to go through this? Sometimes we face disappointments and it just, we don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. But you know, God has a reason. God has a plan. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Sonia about acting and modeling. You know, God is in those things because God is into her life. Just like he's into your life and your interests and your passions. You know why? Because he made you like that. He put those desires inside of you. Sometimes we got to wait to let it all unfold and not short-circuit the process. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Sonia Balmoris Chung. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program in the series entitled They Found the Answer, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, visit www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with Sonia Balmoris Chung. And so, she's here to talk about it. You know, you can find out more about Sonia at her website, soniabalmoris.com. That's www.soniabalmoris.com. Balmoris is spelled B-A-L-M-O-R-E-S, soniabalmoris.com. So before our break, Sonia, we're talking about acting and modeling and how Lila influenced you inspired you into getting into acting and modeling. And of course, that kind of did that lead to your winning Miss Teen USA?
I started modeling when I was about 12, and I was, you know, growing up and living on Kauai, I wasn't doing it every week or month. I'd get a couple jobs here and there per year. And in the meantime, I actually began dancing Tahitian with a halau, and a couple of the girls there were going to enter beauty pageants for fun to practice their Tahitian and use that to compete in the talent portion of the contest. So we kind of all decided to do it for fun, just for another opportunity to dance. And at this, I believe it was the Miss Garden Isle pageant and on Kauai, and my teacher Mine Oliver won first place, and I think I got third or fourth or something. But one of the girls there was like, oh my gosh, you're young, you should go try out for the Miss Teen pageant on Oahu. And I was like, oh, I've never even heard of that. I didn't even know that existed. And so I looked online and I saw what it was all about, and it just looked like a lot of fun, and you can win a lot of prizes and scholarships. So I was like, that looks fun, I want to do that. And so I wrote them and I sent them my picture, and they're like, yep, come on over and compete. So that's how I did it. That wasn't really anything to do with modeling and acting, but it was just because I was in high school and I was still looking for scholarships for college. So I thought it would just be fun to do.
Well, you did more than just participate.
Yeah.
You took the whole thing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It's interesting to hear how just through the natural occurrence, it seems pretty smooth how you've gone through. Have there been times in your modeling career and even in your acting career that you've felt like you've hit some bumps along the way?
That's a good question. I'm every job I get, I guess my mentality is like, God is my agent. Because if you think about it, I live on a rock in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, very far from Los Angeles, very far from Hollywood and the industry and agents and casting opportunities. So every job I've ever booked was like, wow, I can't believe I'm still doing this. I kind of take it day by day. I would love to continue acting, and like, that's my passion, you know, and my dream, and that's super fun. But it really all depends on the next job if I'm going to continue. So I think the speed bumps that I come across are just kind of mind games, like, oh, you're never going to get a job again, or, oh, you know, I don't know, you're going to get old or something like that, you know? So it's kind of just like, I just have to kind of affirm my goals and dreams and just tell God, you know, like, this is what I want to do, and you know what I want to do, but I also don't want to do it if it's not in your will or in your plan for my life. And so I just basically have to be patient and wait. There's a lot of waiting in this business. You can audition a million times, and you can even audition for an acting part 10 times for one role. And sometimes they don't ever call you back to let you know, oh, you know, sorry, we went with someone else. Like a regular job, they'll usually call you and tell you, oh, sorry. Or you could call and ask, you know, did you see my resume? But for acting, it's like, if you don't get a call, basically, you didn't get it. So it's like, you could not hear anything for 1 week, 2 weeks, or ever again. So it's a very discouraging industry. It's definitely only for the strong, you know, the thick-skinned.
So tell us about the role in Soul Surfer.
Melina Birch. Yeah. She is hardcore. She wants to win, and mm-hmm. she's all about being the top surfer. And she competes against Bethany and Alana Blanchard in the film. And she's just kind of that girl that really doesn't care who's in the water. She's out to get you, and she's out to beat you. And I kind of prepared for myself I grew up playing soccer too in AYSO, and you know, you always come up against those tough girls and who really like want to hurt you or really want to see you fall down, or you know, they'll slide tackle you and they think it's funny, and I have no idea why, where that comes from. But I kind of always observe too the parents on the side. Hmm. You know, like some kids are really pressured to perform and to be the best, and so that was kind of where I prepared myself, like, oh, this girl probably has a parent who is pressuring her to be the best and never taught her about good citizenship, you know, good sportsmanship, sorry, mm-hmm. sportsmanship. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of like where I was coming from. And it was a really fun character to play because I grew up with, you know, good role models. Like, you know, you always shake hands after and you don't talk stink to somebody and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. when you're competing. But she definitely does that. So people are going to definitely remember Melina Birch from Soul Surfer.
Yeah. How did you get the part?
Well, the Hamiltons I've known for a while, growing up on Kauai and surfing against Bethany, and just because the surfing community is pretty tight over there, we all know each other. What year was that? Back in 2007, Noah Hamilton sent me a script and told me, hey, we're going to make this movie about my sister, and our family would love for you to be a part of it, because they knew I was getting into acting and they knew about the TV show Beyond the Break that I was working on. And so it kind of, they just kind of kept me in the loop when they said, we don't really know what part there might be for you, but we definitely, you know, you could. And I was telling them, like, if I could be an extra, that would be awesome. Mm. Bethany's story is so amazing. Like, everybody needs to see it. And if you're an extra in this movie, you're stoked because millions of people were going to see this and just be blessed by it. But so I just kept in contact with them. And then in 2000 and what was it? Maybe after a little bit, or back in 2007 again, they asked me about my producer from Beyond the Break, Sean McNamara. And they said, you know, we're looking for a director for Bethany's movie. Do you like that guy, Sean McNamara? You know, we hear he directs films. And I said, yeah, like, he's my producer. He works with a lot of young actors. He's well known for producing Lizzie McGuire and That's So Raven, all these kids shows from Disney Channel. And I said, yeah, he's a really good guy. He's really fun to work with. And he's got great energy, and you definitely should at least talk to him, you know? And so I kind of put them in touch too. And from there, 2009 now, they started pre-production here in Hawaii, and they asked for a tape. And I actually went in to read for Carrie Underwood's role of Sarah Hill, the youth pastor. So I actually read for that part because the Hamiltons really wanted me to get that part. And I was like, wow, really? That's like a really big part. And that's a huge, she had a really big impact on Bethany's life. Yeah. You know, she encouraged her and supported her through the whole thing. Mm. And so I initially read for Sarah Hill, and when I went in, the casting director was like, actually, this role is gonna, we kind of already have someone in mind for this role. And I'd prepared all this time for the Sarah Hill role, and there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of lines, and I was like, oh. And so, you know, I did the audition, and they're like, okay, here's this other character we want you to read for that we think you're more right for. And it was Melina Birch. And I was like, oh, no. So they're like, okay, take 10 minutes and come back and read for that. And I was like, 10 minutes? Yeah. So I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. And I did the audition on Oahu over at Turtle Bay, and where they're in pre-production over there. And I came back in and I read it, and in front of the director too, who I know. And I did okay. You know, I didn't memorize the lines. I wasn't completely prepared. And I went home and I didn't hear anything for 2 weeks. So I was kind of in my mind, I was like, I didn't get it. Oh, well. I know her film's going to be awesome, and it'll probably be more awesome without me kind of thing. And I was actually sitting at the salon cutting off my long brown hair, because I've had long brown hair my whole life. And I was like, you know what? I'm in my 20s. I want a new look. I chopped off my hair, like, to the chin, and I get a call and it's the director, and he's like, I want you to come back tomorrow and read for me. He's like, I want you for the role, but now you have to convince the big time studio producers from the mainland. And I was like, oh, okay, sure, I'll be there, but I just a little thing, I cut my hair off. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. It's not about the hair anyways. We want to see you. Wow. And I was like, okay, great. And I went over to Oahu again and reread for them, and there was like 7 people in the room, and basically I nailed it is what they told me, but I didn't know at the time. And they're like, okay, thank you. And again, you walk out, don't know anything, and I'm getting ready to go back to the airport. And then the director says, oh, hold on, we got one more thing to talk about. I'm like, okay. And I come back in, and they're like, do you want the role? You got it. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh, you guys are so mean. You let me walk out of there not knowing anything. And they're like, oh, we didn't want to like have to call you. We wanted to tell you in person that we want you to play Melina. And I was like, thank you. That was so fun. It's just like, that's just the highlight. When you book a part, it's just like, oh, the best feeling in the world. Hmm. One of the best feelings in the world.
You know, in the midst of, I mean, I feel like you've kind of given us a little bit of a taste of your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a singular shot for this particular part. But I'm interested to find out how you process, you know, going through the anticipation. Sometimes it sounds maybe agonizing or even a little bit aggravating sometimes. Mm-hmm. The tension, the waiting. You know, people today feel like they're in suspended animation in life. Maybe our listeners, someone who is listening to you, maybe feeling, okay, when am I going to hear the decision? Mm-hmm. When am I going to know even what God wants me to do next? Right. You know, but, you know, you've walk that path, you continue to do so, and you've seen God move. So when we come back from our break, Sonia, I'd be interested if you would just share a little bit about how your faith in Christ has made a difference in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up to this point. And maybe you can share a little bit about your dear husband, Kanoa.
Yeah.
And your travels. You travel all over the world, and you have even done missions work.
Yes, I have.
She's been used by God, and she continues to do so. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Aloha. This is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone
someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is a special broadcast presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show in a series entitled, They Found the Answer. Our featured guest is Sonia Balmoris Chung. If you're asking, how can I find out more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, just like Sonia is sharing, visit www.thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We have more resources too at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, here's more with Sonia Balmoris Chung. Sonia plays the role of Melina Birch in the movie Soul Surfer, a must-see movie of Bethany Hamilton and her survival, and not only the surviving, but the thriving of her life through the death-defying ordeal that she went through, a complete shock. Well, Sonia has been a personal friend of the Hamilton family, but she's also an accomplished actress and model. And she plays a very important role, the role of Melina Birch, in the movie Soul Surfer. You can find out more about Sonia at her website, www.soniabalmoris.com. Sonia Balmoris, B-A-L-M-O-R-E-S, soniabalmoris.com. Sonia, you know, the process that you just described for us about, you know, the anticipation, you're up there, no call, you know, sometimes they might never call in the acting industry. And then you explain to us about how you got this call. You were actually reading for the role of, which was eventually played by Carrie Underwood, right?
Yeah, Sarah
you,
Hale.
You prepared for that, and they told you, hey, try read for this part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut your hair, which, I don't know, could have been a...
It could have cost me the role.
But they were looking beyond that. They wanted you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't help but to see the hand of God in all of this. Share with us how your faith in Christ has helped you through the ups and downs in the process of the development of your acting career.
Yeah, I don't know if I would still be pursuing acting or modeling if I didn't know the truth about Jesus and have him in my life and in my heart, because there are so many letdowns and disappointments and walls that you've come up against. And you have to have a lot of hope. And it's discouraging, you know, when you don't get the job that you really want. And I always look back, and there's a few roles that I was like, you know, that role could have changed my life. I could have been really rich, you know, like if I was in that movie, you know, or it's so successful now. And or I could have done that. You know, I could say that all day long, but it's like looking back on it, I'm like, I can see where God was like, you know, he allows me to try out for different things. But I could totally see like, no, I didn't want you to do that role, you know, because maybe, you know, that there was going to be temptation on that movie set. Or maybe I didn't want you to be part of a story that you know, glorify something that I don't like, or, you know, that God doesn't like, or things like that. Or, you know, if I had taken that job, or if I booked that role over there or back then, I would have missed out on meeting the producer or the director that I'm working with today. So looking back, I'm like, wow, God totally, you know, has kind of guided me, definitely has guided me through all this, and which roles to take and which roles I get and what I don't get. And so just knowing that it's not really about my success at all. It's not about, you know, making lots of money, and it's not about being famous, because those are all really tangible temptations, and they're all very available to everybody in the industry and a lot of young women who are trying to make a living as an actor or as a model. But luckily I have God, and I know that that's not why I'm here. That's not the purpose of my life. You know, my purpose is to love God and love others. And yeah, he's blessed me, because I, you know, I tell God, I'm like, I really like to do this, and if I could do that, that'd be awesome, you know. And it's constantly, you know, it's testing all the time. If, you know, if I book a movie or I'm working on set, you know, am I going to shine my light? Am I going to be a good example for him? And a couple of times in the past, I haven't been, you know, I didn't do my best at representing God, and, you know, I might have failed or kind of messed up. And he's actually been so good to give me another opportunity to try again and work. And I know, looking back a couple of times, I'm like, wow, God gave me this job to test me again, to see if I was going to glorify him through my work, if I was going to, you know, walk onto set and be that light and be that example, because last time I wasn't, you know, and I failed. And how good is he that he let me book another job so that I can practice again? I kind of feel like it's all just practice until you pass, and then it's like, yay, then you can move on to the next bigger challenge and not be scared, you know, when you do fail. I mean, we fail every day, but God's so good to let us try again.
Oh, I just know that when you say about messing up, it's giving people an infusion of hope, because we all blow it. And sometimes we get ashamed because we blow it. Sometimes we feel so discouraged because it's not the first time.
Yeah.
You know? Some of us become real experts at doing the same thing over and over again, you know? But to think that God gives second chances, and sometimes for some of us, he needs to give third, fourth, and fifth chances.
400.
But, you know, going through the process, he refines us, he develops us. It's part of his grace and his blessing. You've traveled all over the world, Sonia, places like Israel. You went on a mission too, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, back when I booked the TV show Beyond the Break, I made some good money, and I really didn't know where to put it or what to do with it. It was kind of like, okay, I could just buy a car, or I could, you know, travel. And it was been on my heart since I was in high school to do a discipleship training school with youth with a mission. And however, at my house, my parents really encouraged me to go to college. So I respected my parents, and I went to Hawaii Pacific University for a year, and then I booked the TV show and stopped going to school. But then I, you know, earned some money, and I was like, well, you know, I'm an adult now, I can choose whatever I want to do with my money. And I really wanted to go to DTS, to do a DTS, and just kind of
DTS is a discipleship training school
with Youth with a Mission, and it's a great organization that brings young people together from all over the world, all walks of life and all different denominations. Like, we don't all just go to the same church. And I decided to go and do that. And I just really wanted to grow, you know, just be founded in God, like just have a really strong foundation in my beliefs, because I just kind of knew, I'm like, hey, God, like, if I'm going to continue being an actor, I need to really know what I know about you, and I really need to know what I believe in. And so I decided to go to New Zealand, and I joined a surf music and worship discipleship training school. I was on the surf team. I'm not a very good musician or singer. So I went and joined the surf group, and we studied the Bible for 3 months and worked in the community in New Zealand. And, you know, just did a lot of church work and volunteer work in the community. And then we got called to do our mission trip to Thailand. We went to Bangkok for 2 weeks, and we went to Bangalore, India for 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks. Mm. And then back to New Zealand to graduate. And it was amazing. I really, really loved India. And we were in Bangalore, which is a huge city, and it's kind of westernized. But then on every other corner you turn, there's just poverty and just crazy juxtaposition of rich and western, and then homeless people in tents, you know. And it's just really, really like eye-opening for a girl from Kauai, you know, like that's where all the rest of the world is. Like America, we have like tiny percentage of what's going on, you know. There's so many more people over there. And I just really embraced the Indian culture and the food and the people. I just had so much fun. And we even visited leprosy colonies and got to pray for people. And as we were driving over there, some of the students were kind of scared. They're like, and I was too, like, can you catch leprosy? Like, what, can we touch these people? What do we do? Like, we were wondering if it was contagious. And basically our staff leader was like, well, we don't really know, but, you know, just pray. Pray you don't get sick.
Trust God, right?
Yeah. And so he didn't really give us a scientific answer what leprosy. I still really don't know. I don't understand it, you know, like, where does it even come from? And so we went, and oh my gosh, that was like so heartbreaking. But the joy on their faces to see us, all these young Americans, you know, and other country, other students are from other countries too. But these young people would come, and we would hug them, and we touched them, and we laid hands on the parts that needed healing. And, you know, I didn't see any healings right there, but we prayed for them, and we loved them, and we couldn't understand them, but I know God understands what we were saying and what kind of things we're praying for, and just asking for healing and just asking for them to know Jesus and his love and just peace, you know, because they're pretty much shunned. In India, they're the untouchables. Like, physically, they do not touch them, you know, and it's just so sad that they're hidden and put away, far away from the city, you know. And we went out there, and that was just like a crazy, crazy life-changing experience. Like, there's so much stuff going on, and just the fact that I could hug one of them, like, that just lit up their face and gave them a lot of, I could tell they just felt really loved, and it was really, really awesome.
Sonia, I just knew it would be a blessing to our community of listeners to hear your story. There's so much more beyond the silver screen.
Oh, yeah.
That, of who you are and what God has done and what God continues to do. And there is more.
Mm-hmm.
There's more in a special person in your life by the name of Kanoa. And when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to talk to us about how you met the man who has become your husband.
It's a fun story.
He's quite an accomplished man, highly intelligent, highly successful, and God is using him too. I'll tell you what, you don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Sonia Balmores Chung. Stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. A rare moment is when you can sit with an accomplished person and hear them share things that most people would never know. This is one of those times. It's a special rebroadcast. They Found the Answer, a series presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And we have a special guest today. To find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, especially to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you do, go ahead and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And now, let's take in more of the Good Life with our guest today, Sonia Balmores Chung. I'm here with Sonia Balmores Chung. Sonia plays the role of Malina Birch in the movie Soul Surfer, a movie you've got to see and you've got to get others to go see it.
Yeah, book your tickets early, April 8th.
You're going to be moved and inspired. Your life will be better because you saw the movie Soul Surfer. Sonia plays the role of Malina Birch, and but you know, there's so much more to her life and her story. Before our break, I mentioned the name of a young man, an accomplished young man by the name of Kanoa. Tell us about Kanoa.
Kanoa is my husband of 3 years, and he's also a fellow Kauai surfer boy. And he went to Kamehameha Schools and graduated from University of Hawaii with a doctorate in architecture. Yeah, he's my biggest fan and my best friend, and so amazing. I'm so blessed to have him as a husband. It's like a gift, really.
How did you guys meet?
We met on Kauai at a party when we were younger, when I was 15 or so. And we were not really walking with the Lord at the time, and we started dating, and then he went off to college, and then we broke up for 2 years, and this is in the time when we broke up. That's when I actually went off to YWAM and kind of got grounded more in my walk with the Lord and learned more about God's love, and totally was like, yeah, you know, God first, and then maybe a boyfriend or a husband one day, you know. And the same for him, too. It was a really good time for both of us to put God first instead of just being so obsessed with each other, you know. Yeah. Like, young love is kind of crazy sometimes, and just infatuated with the other person, and just wasn't healthy, you know. And at the same time, he also started getting involved with surfing the nations, and he went off and did missionary work in Mexico, and I believe he did a trip to Indonesia too. And he's a great surfer. He's a big wave surfer, as well as his dad, Terry Chung, from Kilauea. And their whole family surfs, and they're all really good. And his dad shapes surfboards. So using surfing as a missionary tool for him is just right up his alley, you know? And Surfing the Nations just allowed him to grow in his faith and bless other people with his talents in surfing. And today he works over in Anahola, Kauai, at Hawaiian Charter School, Kanui Ikapono. And he designs for them, and they've acquired some new land and are, you know, growing their campus and designing buildings. And so he's very artsy, very, very smart, and his group is a visionary. He loves to dream big things and can't wait to design amazing things one day and hopefully our future home.
You know, that's an attribute. I see it as it's a divine attribute, that attribute of creativity, creating out of things that don't even exist. You know, it's just an idea.
Yeah, it's so difficult. I don't even know how he starts.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a blessing from God. He imparts that on certain people, that creative gift. You know, Sonia, what would you say? Somebody right now might be facing a tough challenge in life, feel like their back is against the wall, or like maybe they're trying to catch some air, and the waves just keep crashing on them, and they can't even get a gasp. What would you say to someone going through that right now?
I would say don't give up. And like, sounds so cheesy, but God will throw you a rope, honestly, you know, if you cry out for him and to say, you know, I really don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but just to kind of give it up to God and say, can you help me? And just ask for help. I think a lot of us are scared to ask for help because we are so, for me too, I'm a control freak. I want to like, you know, do everything on my own. I have a really hard time asking even my husband for help, you know? So just to not give up and to know that today will end, and today, tomorrow can be a new day, and you can start over fresh. Like, God has a fresh beginning for all of us every day, and new mercies every morning. So you mentioned hope too, and not, and creativity, and you know, a lot of kids on Kauai, and my sister and I, we help put on this festival called the Love Life Creative Festival over on Kauai, and it goes on May 26th every year, and it's all about encouraging the community, mostly the youth, but by showing Kauai's community that there is hope. You know, unfortunately, we've had a lot of suicide attempts and fatalities on Kauai, and we struggle with a drug problem on Kauai, and so we created this festival to kind of stand up against that and say, no, we don't want that for our island or for our kids or for our community. And so our festival is to support a drug-free and suicide-free culture on our island. And we do that by hosting a big dance showcase. We invite all the different dance studios on the island to perform, to use their talents, to use their creativity, to inspire and to just showcase to the island that, hey, this is what we love to do. This is the body that God gave us. Yes. And this is how we express ourselves. And there's spoken word poetry that people use to get through those hard times, to express what they're feeling, you know, just like King David in the Psalms. Like, those are just poems to God. Like, I don't know how to get through this, but God knows, and God can get me through this. And then there's artists, and there's a breakdance battle, and there's vendors selling their creative, you know, I mean, their clothing and their jewelry and their artwork. And it's just all about coming together and say, hey, you know, you might not be able to do any of those things, but just because you live on an island doesn't mean you can't try, and you can't use the talents and gifts that God's given you. And, you know, when you feel like there's, like you said, like you're up against a wall and there's no way out, like, God, there's always a way out with God. I really, really believe that.
Say that again.
There's always a way out. Yeah. God always gives you a way out.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Sonia Balmores Chung. If you'd like to learn more about our show, or need prayer, or want to hear about more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches who partner with us, as well as businesses who are able to help meet your needs. Psalm 139 verse 4 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Sonia Balmores Chung. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.